Junior day number two of the month of January. That's coming up tomorrow. What elite prospects are going to be on campus? Also, Tennessee and Texas, SEC Big 12 Challenge. We got that full preview and more coming up here on your Friday, Locked On Vols.
You are Locked On Vols, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey everybody, welcome into it, your Friday edition of Locked On Vols, and it's brought to you by FanDuel. FanDuel, the official sports book of Locked On, make every moment matter more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today and get started. I'm your host, Eric Kane, so glad that you elected to hang out with me here today on your way to work, in the cubicle, during your workout, later on Friday afternoon, whatever time you're watching or listening to us wherever you find your podcast. Can't thank you enough for making it your first listen and subscribing and watching on the VolQuest YouTube channel. All right, so there's a junior day coming up tomorrow for Tennessee on campus. What big-time prospects are going to be on campus? Matt Ray, VolQuest.com, one of my coworkers, is going to stop by and hang out with us here in just a couple of seconds. Don't forget, Tennessee, Texas. Who is Texas? How good is Texas? I mean, it's a top 10 showdown. This would be a big-time win for the University of Tennessee when you talk about Quadrant 1 games, when you talk about resume games, because, hey, I got news for you. The SEC's down this year. Arkansas down. Kentucky down. LSU down. Tennessee's been good, but Tennessee would really like to win this basketball game. Plus, for Rick Barnes, it's like a family reunion. So, going to preview that, and we're going to have Jonathan Davis of Locked On Longhorns. He's going to stop by. That's coming up later in the show. But for right now, let's say hello to our friend Matt Ray, VolQuest.com, one of my new coworkers. Matt, thanks for taking the time, man. How's your Friday?
Yeah, man. Good Friday. Good Friday morning. How are you doing?
Doing well, man. It's that time of the year in terms of the recruiting calendar where you really start laying the foundation for the class ahead. This being the class of 2024. Back in January, I remember, you know, Aiden Bussell was big time, like, during this time period last year. As you know, Caleb Herring was on the horizon, but he was still a couple of months away. But still, you know, some of those in-state guys trying to lay that foundation for the class of 23. And you've already got one junior day for 2024. That happened a couple of weeks ago. One is coming up tomorrow. Before we get tomorrow, kind of what were some of those highlights of junior day back a couple of weeks ago? And what kind of came out of that day in terms of Tennessee and movement for the class of 2024?
Yeah, you know, I think you touched on it right there. It's just laying that foundation here initially in the month of January. Coaches get back out on the road, get across the country to different schools. But then you get kids to campus and you get to start selling and showing what you produced this past year, which for Tennessee was an 11-win season and an Orange Bowl. So, you know, that first weekend, Tennessee had in a lot of guys in Mike Matthews, Ryan Wingo, Williams Nwaneri, all, you know, respective five-star guys and arguably the top player at their position and all that arguably have a case to be the top player in the country, you know, probably outside of the quarterback position. For Tennessee, I think it was just establishing that groundwork, laying that foundation with those guys. They had already had them, you know, minus Nwaneri. They had Matthews and Wingo in at least a couple of times. So just continuing to build on that. I mean, I'll touch on Matthews. I think he was probably, for me, the headliner of that week just because he chose Tennessee. He chose to come to Tennessee over going to Georgia for the national championship parade. You know, traveled further, left the state. So there's definitely some interest there with Mike Matthews in Tennessee. Both programs recruiting him as a receiver, so I think that's unique because I think he could also be a five-star defensive back if he wanted to be. You know, but again, for Tennessee, just laying that groundwork, and I think they did a really good job of it. They had, you know, several of the top in-state guys in during that weekend. Boo Carter, Edwin Spillman, Marcus Gorey, Caleb Beasley back pair recruiting. So overall, I think that was a really good weekend for Tennessee on the recruiting front.
Well, what's to come for tomorrow? Who are some of the headliners that'll be in camp or on campus tomorrow? And who does Tennessee need to do really well with to, again, lay that foundation, trying to get them back for another spring visit and maybe a spring commitment down the line?
Yeah, you know, so for me, I think you could go a couple of different ways with who you want to start as the quote-unquote headliner here. But I've got my eye on Kamarion Franklin, the elite defensive lineman out of Mississippi. This is a big visit for him, in my opinion, right now. I talked with him earlier in the week, and he's a guy that, hasn't been to Tennessee. What he says was last time at some point during his 10th grade year, but he's built a strong rapport with Rodney Garner since that line of communication has been open and available. And he's really focused on starting to trim his list down some. And this is an important visit for Tennessee. He wants to see what kind of priority that he is and how things are going to be handled there moving forward. Elsewhere, Tennessee did not have in a real running back target, during that first junior day weekend. This weekend, they got four guys in the 2024 class coming in that are all really good ball players. It starts with Jarrett Gibson. He's expected to be in town. We'll see if he does make it. He's a guy that, five-star out of IMG Academy, those get a little unpredictable at times on where they may actually end up at, but Tennessee is expecting him in town. They laid a good foundation there during the season. They got him in for Florida and got him in for Alabama. He had great times for both visits, and now you're getting him back in January with the hopes of getting him back into spring. That's arguably the nation's top running back. So, that's going to be a long-term battle for him. But, elsewhere at that position group, you've got Jordan Marshall coming in from Ohio and Daniel Hill coming in from Mississippi. And both of those guys are really highly sought-after guys that fit the mold of what Tennessee's looking for at the running back position. So I think for Tennessee, it's starting to build some, more rapport with those two guys and trying to further what they've already built with Jarrett Gibson. You're not going to top the combination that you got at receiver during that first weekend in January or during that first junior day in January when you have Matthews and Wingo in. But Tennessee still has some really solid receivers coming to campus this weekend. Highly rated Alabama commitment Perry Thompson's interested enough to come take a look at what the Vols high-powered offense might have to offer, as well as four-star wide receiver Freddie DeBose out from Texas. So both those guys expected in town and looking to spend some time with Kelsey Pope. Really in-state, it's a little bit different this time around. The one key in-state prospect that stands out early to me right now is Ronan O'Connell from the mid-state. And he's a guy on the offensive line that Tennessee's continued to have good communication with as he goes through his process.
And as well as I do, you get a nice basketball environment, a Tennessee win that just helps the overall experience. We talk to these guys during these junior days and they're coming over from Thompson Bowling Arena and they're like, man, they were chanting my name there. Like that type of stuff. I don't know if we'll have anybody chanting like Nico experienced a couple of times last year, but still, Tennessee and Texas, that should be a great atmosphere for some of these guys. Lastly, Matt, you look at Tennessee's 24 class. It's got three commitments right now in Kaylee and Carson Gentle. And then you have Jonathan Echols. It's a good start, good players in that class right there. But Jonathan Echols is going to be tough to hang on to, isn't he?
Yeah, Jonathan Echols, in my opinion, is going to be a battle. Let's see who Josh Heupel hires to coach that tight ends position moving forward, how fast he gets that done. A couple of guys from IMG Academy coming in, expected to come in this weekend. I asked Echols if he was coming, and he's unsure. I think it would be big for Tennessee to be able to get him back. But to this point, he's been back to IMG and focused on school and doing some 7-on-7 stuff. He's played at a few 7-on-7 tournaments across the country already. So, that's going to be a big-time battle, and we'll see what happens there. But he's been pretty open that he will take, some trips this spring. But he's maintained that since back, last July when he committed. So, I don't think that's anything new, but we'll see where it goes.
Matt Ray, VolQuest.com. Follow him on Twitter at Matt_Ray_. Appreciate the time, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Again, one of my new coworkers over at VolQuest.com, Matt Ray. Give him a follow on Twitter. He's churning out content like crazy. It's over at VolQuest.com. You will really enjoy his work there. All right, talk a little Tennessee hoops, shall we? Tennessee and Texas, top 10 showdown. That is coming up next right here on Locked On Vols. But I want to tell you about something we're really excited about. It's new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sports partner, number one sports book in America. That's FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They got so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. New customers, join today and get started with $150 in free bets. That's guaranteed. When you place your first $5 bet, just sign up using FanDuel.com/lockon. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props, plus even combine your bets for the chance at a bigger payout with Same Parlay. All on an app that's safe and secure, super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out this weekend. You've got AFC Championship, you got NFC Championship, you got Tennessee and Texas and the SEC Big 12 Challenge. You have other college basketball, moneyline, props, totals, and more. You can find it all at FanDuel Sportsbook. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose. It's at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Thank you guys so much for making Locked On Vols your first listen and watch every single day. Make sure to check out the brand new podcast that's Locked On College Basketball. Everything you need to know about college basketball all in one place. Plus, you'll be hearing from big name experts, insiders, coaches, and tons of players as well. That's Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts. All right, so we've got a big basketball game coming up this weekend for the SEC Big 12 Challenge. That is Tennessee against Texas. It is Rick Barnes against his old team where, man, he spent the seasons of 1998 all the way through 2015 when he was forced out, and Tennessee said, I'll take him, thank you very much. And it's been, you know, pretty good so far for Tennessee in that regard. But, you know, Rick Barnes did so much at Texas. He went to a Final Four in 2003. He was a three-time Big 12 Coach of the Year in 1999, 2006, and 2008. He was named he was a four-time Big 12 Coach of the Year in 99, 03, 08, and 2014. He won a ton of basketball games at Texas throughout his career. He was 402 and 180 was his record at Texas, with a Big 12 record of 186 and 94. So he had a really good tenure there at Texas. And ultimately they shoot out him and Brown, and Tennessee said, all right, I'll take him. And so far Tennessee, he's been doing really, really well as well. 166 and 83 is his all-time record at Tennessee. 81 and 51. He's reached the NCAA tournament four times. He's been named the SEC Coach of the Year once. That was back in 2018. He won the regular season twice, 18, and then he won the tournament, rather, one time as well, and that was last year in 2022. So he's been phenomenal, and this is probably an emotional time for Rick Barnes, and his course went back and took part of this basketball game in Texas last year. He came up short, had a really nice comeback there, but came up 3 or 4 points short in the outing. But it's going to be a clash of two teams at Long Arena coming up tomorrow. Tennessee 17-3, 7-1 in SEC play. Texas is 17-3, 6-2 in Big 12 conference play. Tennessee's ranked number 4 in the AP. Texas is ranked number 10, so it'll be a top 10 showdown for this one. Tennessee is number 2 in the net rankings, whereas Texas is number 8 in the net rankings. In quad one games so far this season, this is why Tennessee, I feel like, really needs this win on Saturday, because the SEC's kind of down with Arkansas down, Kentucky down. It'd be a great LSU's down. It'd be a great time for Tennessee to get a really nice resume win on Saturday, because Tennessee's only played 4 quad one games, 3-1 record in those games. Quad two games, Tennessee is 4-2 with 2 losses. Quad 3, Tennessee's 4-0. Quad 4, Tennessee is 6-0. You look at Texas, pretty nice resume. It's played 9 quad 1 games already, and Saturday will be the 10th of the season for the Longhorns. 6-3 in quad 1 games for Texas so far. 1-0 in quad 2, 4-0 in quad 3, and 6-0 in quad 4. Tennessee is the number 2 team per the KenPom rankings. Texas is number 9 per the KenPom rankings. And if you look at KenPom's adjusted defensive efficiency rating, at number 1, giving up 82.7 points allowed per 100 possessions. This is the 8th week in a row Tennessee's number 1 in adjusted defensive efficiency ratings. Tennessee is number 40 on the offensive end. According to KenPom, defensive adjusted ratings, Texas 27, and on the offensive end, Texas number 13. Texas, when you break it down and look at the score for this season, they have 4 players that average double figures so far in the year, led by graduate guard Marcus Carr, 17.6 points per game. He's shooting 41% from 3-point land. He's kind of the leader out there. Timmy Allen, a forward, he's averaging 10 points a game and 5.3 rebounds a contest. second on the team in scoring, first on the team in rebounds. Sophomore guard Tyrese Hunter, 10.3 points per game. Coming off the bench, you have a graduate guard, Serge Jabari Rice. He's averaging 10 points a game. And down in the blocks, you have Dylan Dessou, who's formerly a Vanderbilt, spent his first two seasons at Vanderbilt, and he leads the team with 30 blocks and has a big presence in the post play. So that's kind of the scoring, and it's done a nice job of adding via the transfer portal, bringing on Timmy Allen and Tyrese Hunter, and allowing Marcus Carr just to go to work and try to, you know, create his own shot for Texas so far this year. Of course, no Chris Beard. Chris Beard, one of the highest paid and most popular college basketball coaches, was suspended indefinitely earlier this season, and then ultimately Texas decided to wash its hand clean and say, hey, we're going to move in another direction. The program is led by Rodney Terry, who's kind of coaching all season long to see if he can be that guy, and they're 8-2 under Rodney Terry, I believe, so far this season is Texas, who, again, is 17-3 and 6-2 in Big 12 play right now. But you know, Tennessee's playing really well. Of course, you had the hiccup against Kentucky. This will be 2 weeks ago tomorrow, and we'll see if Tennessee can get another big win on its resume with Texas. But it already broke another school record, right, with the 29-point win over Georgia earlier this week. 17-3, 7-1 is what Tennessee went to. Has a new program single-season record for wins by 20 or more points with 11 games, with 11 of those in 20 games so far this season. Not bad, right? Tennessee has 11 games left in the regular season to kind of add to that program record. So in 20 games so far this season, Tennessee has won by 20 points or more in 11 contests. That is really good basketball. It's a testament to the defense that has played so well this year. And it's obviously the best scoring defense in the country as well. So this is going to be a good matchup. It's going to be a really, really nice matchup. Tennessee against Texas, UT against UT, this orange against that orange. And oh yeah, speaking of which, Tennessee is wearing throwback jerseys, alternate uniform when it hosts Texas on Saturday coming up tomorrow. It's an off-white jersey and shorts with Vols script in the lettering across the chest with an orange numeral and orange trim. It's very closely resembled to the cream baseball uniforms, for those of you guys that follow Tennessee baseball. So pretty neat. And it almost looks like what Texas wore in this game last year. If you remember back and go back and watch highlights of that game, Texas wore an off-white jersey with the Longhorn script across the chest with burnt orange and burnt orange numerals and trim. So this is going to be very similar to actually, you know, what Texas wore last year in this basketball game. So it's going to be interesting. College game day is going to be on campus. It's for the third time before Tennessee and Texas. And it's going to be Rick Barnes trying to get a win against his old team. And number 4, Tennessee, hosting number 10, Texas. And a great opportunity for the Volunteers to get a quad one win. At the time of this recording, there is no line out there per FanDuel or really any other book out there, but we look at FanDuel here on this show. But I would expect Tennessee to be at least a 3 or 4 point favorite playing at home against Texas, but it should be a really, really good one. Hey, coming up next, right here on Locked On Vols, we're going to stay in the network. We're going to go to Jonathan Davis. Jonathan Davis, the host of Locked On Longhorns. He will join the show next to further break down who the Texas Longhorns are, and this big matchup coming up tomorrow, Rick Barnes. It's a little family reunion, right? Tennessee against Texas. That is coming up next, right here on Locked On Vols. All right, guys, we've got a final segment left here of this week's Locked On Vols here on a Friday, and it's a monster showdown coming up tomorrow, Thompson Bowling Arena at 6 o'clock, and it's going to be Tennessee versus Texas. UT versus UT. Rick Barnes going up against his old stomping grounds, if you will. It's the SEC Big 12 Challenge. Last year, Tennessee lost an ugly game down there in Austin. Kind of came back, nearly won that basketball game, but came up just a couple of points short. But it's going to be a top 10 showdown. Tennessee number 6 in the or number 4 in the country, excuse me, and Texas number 10. So to tell us all about the Texas Longhorns, going to bring on Locked On Longhorns host Jonathan Davis. What's up, man?
Nothing much, man. Really excited for this game. It's a little sentimental for me because last year this was the first sporting event I ever covered on Locked On Longhorns. So to see the rematch in part two in Knoxville is going to be really fun on Saturday.
Nice, man. That's awesome. And it was, you know, two good basketball teams last year, two good basketball teams this year. And I mean, obviously there's that Rick Barnes factor as well because he spent so much time with the Longhorns. What tell us about Texas this year? Obviously a good basketball team. top 10 in the country, 17-3, 6-2. Close loss in overtime to Illinois earlier in the season, loss to Kansas State, and loss to Iowa State. Those are the three losses. But tell us about Texas. What makes the Longhorns tick this year?
Yeah, well, you know, both teams are coming in at 17-3. The Longhorns are coming in at 17-3. And I think just the key for this team this year is resilience, right? We know that they've been through a lot, losing their head coach, you know, now 10-2 under Rodney Terry in his 12 games as acting head coach. But I think this team still has some of the grit and intensity on the defensive end. They're still a really good defensive team, not as good as they were last year, but they still can bring that, right, when they're locked in on that side of the ball. But I think what's different this year is that they brought back so much experience. They have so many guys that just can go out and get a bucket. And their offense, which was kind of bogged down last year and sometimes wouldn't be able to match the level of their defense, now their offense is carrying them through games. I think in 20 games, they've scored 85 points in like 8 of the games. So the offense is really proficient this year, and I think that's what makes this team a little bit different. An experienced team that has some guys that can go get a bucket.
You look at Texas on paper, you got four guys that are scoring double figures, one of those guys coming off the bench. But tell us about Marcus Carr, 17 points and 41% from behind the arc. Kind of seems to be that leader, an older guy, graduate student, team's best three-point shooter as well. What can you tell us about Marcus Carr?
Yeah, I mean, just you talked about guys that can go get a bucket. He's the main go-get-a-bucket guy for this Texas Longhorn team. He's also leading the team in minutes, I think 32 out of 40 minutes per game. He came last year. Chris Beard brought him in as a transfer from Minnesota, and he had averaged 19 points at Minnesota. And so he came in and he kind of had to switch roles last year from being that primary scorer to being kind of the primary playmaker for the team last year. And that really just didn't bode well for him. I think he was uncomfortable in that role. This year, you brought in two more ball handlers and playmakers in Tyrese Hunter from Iowa State and then Serge Ibari Rice from New Mexico State, which has allowed Marcus Carr to just go back to that primary scoring role and allow him to play more off the ball. And I think he's really thrived in that role this year. He had a 40-point game like a month ago, you know, which we rarely see from college basketball players. And he's just been really efficient this year, like you said, 41% from the three. And he's led this team in scoring, and he's been a big reason why they're a top 10 team in the country, tied for first in the Big 12 and 17-3 thus far through 20 games.
What's the rotation look like? How deep is this team and how deep is this bench?
Well, I think the team is really deep. When you talk about a team that can go 8-9 deep and still be effective, it's really deep. You have Serge Ibari Rice, who comes off the bench, but I think he pretty much plays starter minutes. You have what Jason Jordan would call one of the best three guard rotations in college basketball: Serge Ibari Rice, Marcus Carr, and Tyrese Hunter, right? And then you have Christian Bishop coming off the bench. You got Arterio Morris, who's going to be a force coming off the bench. He's going to get some minutes at the guard position. You got Brock Cunningham, our glue guy, right? He's been at the University of Texas for 9 years, it seems like, right? He's going to come off the bench and play some important minutes and really just bring that grit and intensity. And he's been an improved three-point shooter. He's got enough experience, right? And it's finally coming all together this year. So, like I said, this is a team that can go 8-9 deep and really be effective. And I would expect them to have to do that against a really tough Tennessee team that leads the nation in scoring defense.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of leads me into my next point. Tennessee's, you know, really, really good defensively. It's now the eighth straight week in a row that they've been ranked number one in adjusted defensive efficiency rating. Tennessee's given up just an average of 82.7 points per 100 possessions. Really, really smothering defense. They can do. They got a lot of lineup flexibility. They've been putting on showcase the last couple of weeks as well due to injuries and whatnot. How is Texas going to try to penetrate that defense? What are they going to do to try to elevate their game against one of the the country's best defense?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, sometimes when you have great shot makers, that can be a gift and a curse, right? You know, when you have great shot makers, you can rely on them to make great shots, and they can do that. But sometimes you can get too much into iso ball and not enough team offense, right? And so I think you're going to see, like we see in most games, Marcus Carr and Timmy Allen being the primary, you know, playmakers on this offense trying to score. I think what's going to be key for this offense against a really tough and really sound veteran Tennessee team is Marcus Carr is going to have to penetrate that defense on the outside, right? He's going to have to get into the lane, make plays to score, right, with floaters and different things like that, get to the rim. But he's also going to have to penetrate, change the numbers on the defense, and then kick the ball out to shooters. And shooters are going to have to make three-point shots. When you look at the offensive metrics between both teams, Texas is pretty much better in every offensive metric, but the three-point shooting is pretty much the same. So I think what's going to be key in this battle is who can shoot the three a little bit better. I think Tennessee is going to have the edge because they're at home. I know the building is going to be rocking. But I think that's how, you know, Texas is going to have to, you know, attack this defense. They're going to have to make some tough shots. This is a really good defensive team, and they have four players that can go get a bucket at any time. They're going to have to make some tough shots. But I think they're going to have to get into the paint and, like I said, draw the defense in, you know, get the ball out to shooters. They're going to have to make some timely three-point shots. And then against a defense like this that's number one, you know, in the nation in scoring defense, only giving up 53.7 points per game, only allowed 70 points twice this season. That's crazy, right, after playing 20 games. You're going to have to find a way to get easy buckets, right? Tennessee turns the ball over 13 times a game. How many times can you turn those turnovers into points? How many points can you get in transition with the Tennessee defense not set? And, of course, this is a sound defense that, you know, can play defense without fouling. So how often can you get to the free throw line, and how many of those free throws can you make? That's going to be the key for the Longhorns offensively.
You know, it's wild. Tennessee's already, you know, notched a program record. They've got 11 games through 20 games this season. 11 of those they've won by 20 or more points, and that's a big reason why, because of that smothering defense. Still have 11 games left in the regular season. Pretty wild. Last topic here, you know, it's Rick Barnes. Texas going up against Rick Barnes again. It was a pretty nice little ceremony, little moment there. You know, last year at Texas. What's it like? What's the conversation like with Longhorn fans about squaring off against the old coach Rick Barnes?
Yeah, well, I think it's, you know, every Texas fan has to be appreciative of what he did for the program, taking this team to a Final Four, you know, bringing in, you know, Kevin Durant, some of the greatest players in, you know, Texas history, right? Rick Barnes, when you think Texas basketball, you think Rick Barnes. And, you know, I think it's really exciting. It's really exciting, this SEC, you know, Big 12 Classic or Showcase that allowed us to play him last year, and, you know, him come back to Austin and kind of get his flowers the way he did, which I thought was really good for him. And then now, you know, we get to play in Knoxville, get to play him again. And like you said, you know, it's the Texas men's basketball program kind of facing, you know, the Longhorn legend, right, that helped make Texas basketball what it is today. But I think, honestly, this game is going to be bigger for Rick Barnes in Tennessee than it is for the Longhorns, because they lost this game last year in his return to Texas. And so I know that this is a veteran Tennessee team. Six players on this Tennessee team participated in this game last year. On the converse, five players from this Texas team participated in this game last year. So that's 11 total players that played in this game last year. I know that they're going to try to win. The six players that played from Tennessee in this game last year, they want to get this win for Rick Barnes. I know Rick Barnes wants to get this win against his old stop at the 40 Acres. And so I think that they're going to be revved up and ready to go in Knoxville on Saturday.
And not only that, too. I mean, this is a big time you know, game for both programs. It'd be a really nice win to have on the resume, especially for Tennessee, because the SEC is so down this year with the, you know, with Kentucky being a little bit down, Arkansas's down, and so this would be a really good win if Tennessee's able to get a top 10 win, a team, you know, such as Texas, and of course in this SEC Big 12 Challenge. Jonathan, appreciate it, man. You know, if anybody wants more background information on the Texas Longhorns heading into Saturday's showcase, you can get it at Locked On Longhorns. What do you have coming up on Friday's show?
Really going to be talking about this Tennessee-Texas matchup, right, headed into Saturday. You know, like you said, a big top 10 matchup, a chance for a signature win for Rodney Terry, who is coaching for his job. It seems like he's going through a long-term interview process through every game. So this is his chance for a signature win and to put his stamp on this program in his time as the acting head coach. So a big game on Saturday. Like I said, a big game for both of these programs, a big game for me, you know, coming full circle on the year being with the Locked On Podcast Network. So that's what we got on Friday's show at Locked On Longhorns.
Well, hey, man, congratulations on the one-year anniversary, the one-year sporting anniversary, and, you know, really had to happy to have you a part of the team for sure.
Thank you, and hook 'em.
What's up, man? That is Jonathan Davis of Locked On Longhorns joining us here on Locked On Vols, letting everybody know who the real UT is. That's the Tennessee Volunteers. He's still backstage. I know we can hear that. Appreciate you guys for this here today, making Locked On Vols your first listen each and every day. And, you know, for subscribing on the YouTube channel and making this a part of your every single day visit out there. Really, really do appreciate you guys for tuning in all week long. We'll be back on Monday to talk about the Junior Day that is coming up tomorrow on Saturday. We'll recap Tennessee and Texas and everything else heading into a new week of Tennessee athletics. Baseball season right around the corner. But as always, thank you so much for your support of the show. Stay safe. If you're going to the game tomorrow, have fun. And we'll be back again same time, same place on Monday. This is Locked On Vols.